So then I'll start the reading. Without prejudice to the future work of the group that continues to be guided by international law, in particular the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law, as well as relevant ethical perspectives and further consideration of proposals and elaboration by consensus of possible measures taking into account the example of existing protocols within the convention and other options related to the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of laws, in building upon the recommendations and conclusions of the GGE on emerging technologies in the area of laws and bringing in expertise on legal, technical, and military aspects, the group, so everything that comes before the group, those that are smarter than me have already realized that this is the mandate of our group. The group concluded that weapon systems, including weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws, must not be used if the method of warfare through which they are used is prohibited by international humanitarian law. Control with regard to weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws is needed to uphold compliance with existing norms of international humanitarian law, including distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack. This text will replace what is paragraph 20 in our text. And it is basically confirming that weapons must comply with existing international humanitarian law. But of course, we have all the gadgets, trimmings, and other additional elements to ensure that various bases are covered. So that's the point where we stopped. We are waiting for colleagues to indicate whether they are in a position to accept this text or not. Pakistan.